stiff arm. Gore cuts it inside. Frank Gore is still going. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Two from the 40. Couple of tight ends. Receiver right and Adrian. Hand off Adrian. Scoots loose up the middle. Across the 30. To the 20. Inside the 10. Touchdown.
First down and 10. Johnson gets a shoulder square. Watch out. He's got getting away from the top speed. Touchdown.
Welcome in to Grinding the Edge, episode number 55 here on South Harmon. I'm your host, Koopa, and you can find me on X at Dynasty Koopa and everywhere else at Koopa Troop 8. This episode is coming out the morning of Saturday, day 3 of the NFL draft. And frankly, I'm kind of busy with both I am moving in my personal life, and then also you've got the NFL draft and preparing for all of the rookie drafts. So I'm going to keep this episode pretty short for you, so that way you can reclaim some of your time and spend some time watching the NFL draft. If you are wondering where you can watch it, go check out the South Harmon stream. Just on YouTube, South Harmon Fantasy Football. There will be tons of people from South Harmon there, and potentially some guests as well, talking about the NFL draft live as it's happening, and talking through the players and their landing spots. On night one, yes, we were talking about Cedric Tillman in round one of the NFL draft. I don't know how we necessarily got there, but we were talking about him. And you can best believe that on day three, when you're going through rounds 4 through 7, we're going to be talking about all the other players as well. Just every single player in the NFL, you want to bring it up, just say something in chat. And it's going to get talked about. So with that said, I'm keeping this episode pretty short. And all I want to do is bring some attention to a tool that I launched this Thursday on the South Harmon website. I did a pretty quiet launch. I haven't really broadcast it out until this morning. I'm going to make some tweets about it and things like that. But if you have the Warp Worshipper, so if you can go to warp.life and you can see the Warp tool, there's another tool that you can see in that little dropdown called the Owner Report. What that tool is for is if you want to look up somebody and see in years past, how good of a manager are they? Are they somebody that joins a bunch of leagues and then immediately orphans them? Are they somebody that is good about taking on orphans and then sticking with them? Or are they just, does it look like they're picking up orphans, taking the free years, and then ditching them? Basically, giving you a little bit of an idea of, is this somebody that I want to be playing with in my fantasy leagues? I know what's about to happen is everybody's going to go through, they're going to do their rookie drafts, and then immediately after their rookie drafts, they're going to be going and wanting to join a bunch of new startups. Well, using this tool is going to be something that's helpful for, especially if you're a commissioner, do you want these people in your league? And that's going to help you identify, hey, is this a league that is going to stick around for a long time? Run it on your commissioners. See if they stick around in most of their leagues. If not, and you've already paid in, know that you should probably try to just compete year one, because realistically, that league might not stick around near as long. And that's the idea behind this tool. It's nothing fancy. It's just straight up just giving you the username, the year, the leagues that they have rejoined and stayed in, the number of leagues that they left, the new startups that they joined in, and the number of orphans that they saved. I will say it is not 100% exact. I know this because I can look at my own report. It shows me that I joined 9 leagues my first year in 2022, but it has me rejoining 11 leagues in 2023. Obviously, something's not 100% right there, and I will need to go through and figure out why is that happening, and I'm going to run some reports on myself and things like that, and figure out where this bug is. But I also know this is something that a lot of people are going to need relatively quickly. And the data that I have, it's accurate enough to get a good picture. It's accurate enough where if you look at my report, you're going to see zeros down my league's left column, and you're going to go, okay, you know what? Koopa, he's a manager that is going to stick around in this league. He's not likely to go in and then orphan this team. Whereas if you see somebody who consistently orphans a lot of leagues every single year, especially if that's a significant amount of their portfolio, that might be somebody that you say either they're not going to be in your league, or you're going to want them to pay some extra dues, things like that. Use it as a little bit of a league mate report tool to figure out, hey, do I want this person or not? So if you want to be able to look at this data for you, your league mates, etc., go to warp.life and look at the owner report tool. It's included in your Warp Worshipper subscription. As I said earlier, I'm keeping this episode pretty short, and that's all that I have for you this week. I'm going to do my best to try and get an episode out next week, but I'm literally in the middle of moving. I genuinely don't know whether I'm going to have my setup together in time in order to be able to record something by next Saturday morning. So we'll see if that comes out. If it does, I'll see you in 1 week. If not, I'll see you in 2 weeks. But as always, stay sharp and keep grinding that edge. And enjoy the NFL draft.